Ben, one area that I know you've studied closely is how to reduce summer melt, which is the fact that a significant fraction of graduating low-income high school students who are planning to attend college in the fall end up not going to college. Tell us more about that particular problem and about the experiments that you've run to reduce summer melt and what the results showed.
Sure. So in a lot of ways, I think the summer melt phenomenon is a classic behavioral problem. You have young people who have not only expressed strong intentions to go to college, they've also taken several concrete actions to follow through on those intentions. They've applied to college, they've been accepted. In most cases, they've applied for financial aid. They've even chosen, as of high school graduation, where to go. So these are students who, you know, we think have done everything they're supposed to. Often, if they're from low-income backgrounds or the first in the family to go to college, they've shown tremendous tenacity and dedication to making college happen. Then the summer arrives and two things happen. One, students are often, once they walk across that graduation stage, isolated from any kind of professional support. Their high school counselors typically only work 9 or 10 month contracts, and so they're not available over the summer to help. Students have often yet to engage with supports available at the college. And if they're the first in their family to go to pursue higher education, their parents, we find, often want to help, but may not know how or may not feel comfortable providing guidance. So right away, we have students who may have depended on mentors or advisors or teachers to help them get to college, and now they're isolated from professional or often familial support. And students face a complex array of financial and procedural tasks that they have to complete during the summer. That's everything from verifying the income and asset information on their FAFSA, if they've been required to do so by the Department of Education, to evaluating supplementary loan options, to figuring out different tuition bill payment options, and things like registering and attending orientation, completing placement tests. There are fees they often don't anticipate, like $50 to submit a housing application, $150 to attend orientation. And so it's that combination of isolation from professional guidance and support, the onset of often unanticipated but complex tasks during the summer months when students often have a lot going on. They're working, they're trying to spend time with friends before they go off to school. They often have familial responsibilities to take care of younger siblings. And so it's a kind of perfect storm of issues that arise that leads to a surprisingly high share of students who've come so far failing to matriculate. In the research that I and my colleagues, Lindsay Page, Laura Owen, and others have done documenting summer melt, we find that in some districts, one out of every five college-intending high school graduates fails to matriculate. In some districts, it's as high as that one out of every three or almost one out of every two college-intending students fails to matriculate. And so what we have done across a variety of summers, a bunch of different districts, is send students a series of about 10 personalized text message reminders of tasks they have to complete in order to matriculate at their intended college or university. So if we know a student's planning to go to Michigan State or the University of Massachusetts Boston or University of Dallas, we can send them really personalized information because all of the tasks that students need to complete are very easily available on admitted students' websites. Students often just don't know that information is there, or they may not be able to access it. So we'll send students texts to register for orientation, to take placement tests. We'll invite them to write back if they need help with their FAFSA. We'll make sure they're aware of tuition bill payment options. And on the other side of those text messages is always a school counselor or a college or financial aid advisor who can provide one-on-one assistance. And across several experiments we've done, each of which has cost in the range of $5, $6, $7 per student, we find consistent increases in the share of students that enroll in college, often in the order of 10% increases in enrollment, if not greater.